Well, I'm talking to Chef de Cuisine of Ad Hoc, Dave Cruz, along with my friend Joan, who's joining me for dinner. And I have a few questions for you. Did you start cooking when you were young?
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, there's a story that my mother tells. I don't remember it that well, but I guess in the sixth grade, there was an assignment to just make something at home. And I made a dish, or I made some food to take to school. Some people were making, Lego, towers, or.
And you decided to cook something.
I made some food.
And do you remember what you made?
Mm-hmm. It's a Filipino spring roll called lumpia. You know lumpia?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I made. Took it to school.
And how was it?
It wasn't the best. It wasn't like my mom made it for sure. It was a little too loose. But.
And then what made you decide to go ahead and become a chef?
Actually, necessity. Necessity is what it was. I actually went through high school and then went to college for computer engineering and systems engineering. Ended up working in restaurants, managing restaurants. I was a general manager of a couple, and then there was one day when the chef was, incapacitated, I guess you could say. He was arrested or whatever.
And arrested? Yeah. Oh, there's a story.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it would be that exciting for him anymore. But so I did that job for 7 months. I did that job along with, the regular duties of what I needed to do. And I figured if I'm gonna do it, better learn how to do it well. And in the process, I began to really love it. I loved it.
Wow. And then where did you go to train, or was it just through restaurants?
So that was about 10 years ago. And then a couple of years later, I went to CAA in Hyde Park in New York, and then left there. And I've been working in restaurants and kitchens ever since.
And where did you work before Ad Hoc?
I worked at Bouchon for about 2 years. Uh-huh.
And where did you work before there?
I was in New York City. I worked at Moss in March before it changed over. I also worked at a place called Nobu. I don't know if you ever heard of Nobu. Uh-huh. Worked there, and then many, many others for sort of short stints too.
And then besides, obviously, Thomas Keller, who are your mentors?
Oh, gosh. So many. One of the first ones that come to mind is probably Ferdinand Puant. Just philosophically, I just love the way he, documented his theories and his ways of cooking and running the kitchen. Certainly someone like a Charlie Trotter. I was very, very much following him when I was a lot younger. Tom Colicchio is another one that, I thought was fantastic, his approach.
And especially in New York, if you were there when he opened his restaurants there.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And then how did you come to get your position, and really at Bouchon, because from Bouchon, probably you came to come here as chef at Ad Hoc.
Right.
How did you get to Bouchon? How did you meet Thomas?
Actually, I wanted to work for Thomas when I was in New York. But when I had the opportunity, that's when they had the fire. So I was cooking in New York already. And Per Se was opening, and I really wanted to try to get a position there at the time. But they had the fire, and they closed for 6 weeks, and I was like, I knew that a job. So all of their guys were taken care of, so I worked other places. And there just never was a place to work at the time. So I got wind of a possible opening at Bouchon here in Yountville, and I applied, and got the job.
And how do you like living here because of such fresh produce and it's such a farm-to-table culture?
It's really incredible. It's really incredible. It's like it's really truly like nowhere else. I often read about South Carolina or Georgia where they have fantastic produce, and I've visited those places, but it's really the weather is just ideal all year long. All year long.
And the product is ideal all year long.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you get things seasonally that are just so fresh and so good.
Something about the soil.
Bubbles. Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay. Champagne's just arrived. I'm just going to make a note of that so we're all very happy.
Thank you very much.
And how often do you change the menu at Ad Hoc?
Every day.
Right, because it's a set menu every day, so everyone is cheers. Everyone is eating the same dinner, except you can get substitutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you don't eat meat,
absolutely,
fish,
mm-hmm,
or a vegetarian meal.
Absolutely.
And do you plan that in the morning?
Well, the vegetarian option?
Oh, just or the menu. How far in advance do you plan that?
It depends. The one that we're serving today was decided last night, maybe around 1:30 in the morning.
So it's really what's fresh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. a lot of times we get from many of our vendors what's available, you know, throughout the day, throughout the week. And as the lists come in by email or phone call or whatever, or visits to farmers markets, that's kind of what sets the
menu. And how many covers do you do a day?
Right now, I guess a good average is about 150 people.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 150 to maybe a little bit more sometimes. But for us, it's, you know, for us, it's not, it doesn't feel like a lot because the restaurant seats 75, 77.
Right. So it's got two turnovers.
Twice,
yeah.
Twice. A night. Sometimes a little bit more, of course, when it's busier. But.
And how much staff do you have in the kitchen?
On a given night, we'll have six chef de parties, or five and a sous chef.
Plus that's
me,
not bad.
So, yeah.
And what's your advice for the home cook?
Oh my gosh! Just try, taste. Absolutely. I think the thing that I hope to, you know, hope to convey to especially the young cooks as well, is it's certainly important to learn cooking technique, but if you can taste and taste a lot of things and then you get that food memory, you can eventually find the flavor. You know, you can eventually find the flavor and then match them or take them apart or however you want to.
And any advice for someone who wants to become a chef? Would you recommend going the school route or going through restaurants to get experience?
I would recommend both. You know, certainly school is becoming more expensive as the popularity is becoming, you know, much higher as well. If you have the opportunity to go to school, it's fantastic because you get, you know, fantastic networking. Someone who's been in school for 2 years as opposed to someone who's been cooking in, you know, high-level kitchens for 2 years is far, you know, far, mm-hmm. far different. And I think both routes can take you to where you want to go, I believe.
Okay, and then a final question. What do you cook at home? What's your favorite thing to cook?
What's my favorite thing to cook at home? Well, it depends. If I'm cooking for the family or if I'm cooking for myself.
Both.
If I'm cooking for the family, I really try to find something similar to what we cook here. You know, this is very much, you know, what I would cook. Honestly, it's food that I love to eat, and we want to serve, you know, things that we like to eat. When I get home, typically sometimes at 12:30 at night, it's not uncommon for there to be a box of Totino's pizza, frozen pizza, you know, in my freezer that gets
is that
heated
your
through.
Brand.
Either that or sometimes just a simple BLT, you know, some mayo and lettuce and some bacon.
But if you could cook your favorite dish and you had the time to do it, mm-hmm. what would that be?
Oh, that's a hard one too. I think it would depend on the day, it would depend on the mood.
And the
you
season?
Know, in the season. That's exactly. You know, in the wintertime, you know, I couldn't imagine a Sunday without some sort of stew, pot roast, or, you know, something like that. In the middle of summer, right now, you know, a tomato, just, you know, picked from right here, a little olive oil and some salt, and that would be perfect as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Chef, for the time, and we're really looking forward to going inside and sampling some yummy food.
I hope you enjoy it.